Hey, everybody. It's Justin. It is a Sunday morning after our interview with Bruce Miller from The Handmaid's Tale. And if you're lucky enough to have checked your phone and listened to this, you're going to get a little free preview of our interview with Bruce Miller. So I'm going to drop you literally right into the first question that we asked him. So we answered the phone like we should to do an interview. And he told us, hey, you know, if you've got anything that you want to ask me that you think that I'm the only source for, please ask. And we were just kind of doing our, you know, pre-interview stuff, telling him how we were going to format everything and give him the rundown. He's like, hey, just so you know, don't be afraid to ask whatever it is you want to ask. So I'm going to drop you in literally right at that moment when he says that, where we selfishly take that and run with it and find out something I've been dying to know. So enjoy this, and we will get the rest of the interview out to you very, very soon, hopefully today, maybe tomorrow. But here's a special little teaser, an appetizer, if you will, of Bruce Miller's interview with Mayday, The Handmaid's Tale podcast. Thank you all for all your amazing questions. You will hear some of your names mentioned and some of your questions asked when you hear the full interview. So once again, thank you. Couldn't do it without you. Here's a little appetizer of the Bruce Miller interview with Sarah, Justin, Tiana, Mayday, The Handmaid's Tale podcast. Bye, guys.
So if you guys have, I know you guys sometimes, I do listen to the show, so I'm a fan. So if you guys have anything that, you know, little or big that you feel like there's no other resource but me to get the answer, please feel free.
Oh, well, I definitely have one very selfishly right now. I want to know whose idea it was to cold start the hospital episode with Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth.
That was me.
Did we just become best friends? We did.
The song was chosen by Lizzie and the director. You know, we knew we wanted to have a song kind of stuck in our head, and you know, the music is often something we put on last, but here we had to decide early because actually sing it on set and move her mouth and stuff. And so initially I was like, that's such a weird choice, but often on our show that is points us in exactly the right direction as soon as you say that's a weird choice. So it was great, but the putting it right at the beginning I thought worked really well because it's such an tonally, it's just so odd. And I think if you started the episode and then had the music, you'd be like, what the hell are they doing? But you start with the music and then you have the show, you start, then you're pushing people in the right direction.
Yeah, it definitely caught your attention. I told Sarah was on with me that week because Tiana was gone, but I was like, I audibly gasped because it's like my favorite, like, guilty pleasure song of all time. So I'm like super passionate about this song. I love it. And so when it just started, I was like, what is happening right now?
It definitely didn't go unnoticed. It isn't my super guilty pleasure song, and I noticed it too.
So
yeah, it stood out.
Yeah. One thing.
Yeah, what I'm looking at, my genre for music is kind of forgotten earworms.
Oh, there you go. See, that's beautiful. I like that.